The incidence of oral cancer has been a steady rise. This cancer occurs especially in the tongue veins, and HPV-16 is the predominant human papillomavirus responsible for this disease. Currently, the conventional anti-cancer therapies present low specificity, leading to several side effects. Thus, improving treatment options for the cancer remains a priority. Previously, our group gained interest in an organic compound, the agridin orange derivative C8, that presents potential anti-cancer effect. However, like with other anti-cancer drugs, it lacks from cancer selectivity, being also toxic in normal cells. One of the potential ways to increase their selectivity is through the use of aptamers. An example is the IS-4011, which was already tested in clinical trials, but it presents low potency and suboptimal pharmacokinetics. In this sense, derivatives have been proposed with improved toxicity and selectivity, like for example, AT11 sequence. Taking this into account in the current work with the site to use AT11 as a targeting moiety to functionalize liposomes with the aim to improve the selectivity of the potential anti-cancer drug C8 towards oral cancer cells. Thus, both MT and C8-associated liposomes were produced by ethanol injection method, and after liposome preparation, they were further functionalized with AT11. The produced liposomes were characterized and biologically tested in a tongue cancer cell line, the SCC-154, and in an epithelial healthy cell line, AT1A. The different liposomes were dimensionally characterized by dynamic light scattering. Notably, the dimensions of the produced liposomes were in the range of 120 to 150 nanometers, and AT11 was efficiently anchored in the liposomes. Then, we test the effect of empty liposomes at different time points in tongue cancer and healthy cell lines, and the system was not cytotoxic up to the concentration of 53.6 micrograms per milliliter. The effect of C8-associated liposomes on the cell viability of both cell lines was tested, in which a dose response effect was observed. After that, the AT11 functionalized liposomes were tested, and it was possible to observe that the functionalization resulted in an improvement of the selectivity. Additionally, previous reports demonstrated that healthy cell lines were able to remove nanoparticles through efflux mechanism. In this sense, we perform an assay with replacement of the treated cell culture medium with fresh one. After this procedure, we observed an improvement of the results, improving the cell viability in the healthy cell line relatively to the previous experiment. Also, we performed confocal microscopy, where we observed that the functionalized liposomes were more internalized by the cancer cell line, and it was able to improve the selectivity of C8 towards oral cancer cells. To conclude, we determined the potential of producing liposomes in the wound healing assay, in which we were able to observe that they were capable to reduce migration of the cancer cells. Overall, the designed liposomal formulation represents a promising drug carrier for the therapy of oral cancers.